good many of these folks been around here, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And they want to get out and get rich.
Yeah.
And I guess the wife and 8 or 10 kids, you know. Fella can't stay here always.
Right.
But I haven't talked to any other human about this but you, but I want to get your reaction. You know John Bailey.
Yes, I do.
And you know Larry O'Brien.
Yes.
Do you know Larry?
Yes, I do.
Larry has done a rather superb job on legislation. And 10-11 months ago, Kennedy had 51 measures that had been pending a year and had 51 still pending. And we jolted it loose when we got the tax bill out of committee and when we got civil rights out, and we showed them that we could move, and we got to passing and completing all of our passes, and we got 51 passed in the Senate and 48 in the House. So we got 3 more. We got medical care in Appalachia and coffee agreement, which don't amount to anything, left. Now Larry is thinking about leaving. His whole life has been politics. He knows nothing else, but he's been rather good at making decisions and contacting congressmen and senators, and that's a very tough job, and I can't replace him. But he doesn't want money. He's got a little income. He's not selfish, but he just feels like he's been here 4 years as a secretary and a lobbyist, and he wants to change and something challenging. I would normally make him deputy postmaster general if some had an opening. But what would you think? Would you think he would be ought to be considered for Bailey's place?
I think he'd be a good man in Bailey's place. Larry, is Bailey leaving?
No, no,
oh.
No.
Oh, I thought he was leaving.
No, no, no.
Well, I think if it was a question of Bailey leaving, that'd be one thing. But if it wasn't, I think John Bailey has done a pretty good job.
He's a good man, and he's a fair man, and he's a loyal man.
That's what I say.
His image on television ain't worth a damn, but mine's not either.
But you don't always select men for their image on television as the chairman of our party. I mean, images and all that are one thing. What we select them for is first loyalty to the fellow they're with.
Yeah.
Many of these fellows that have wonderful images haven't the fundamental principle of loyalty, and no loyalty at all. So with those type of people, you're a hell of a lot better to have. Furthermore, your national committeeman with a president has never been anything that would be pushed out in front. After all, it's the president that's our leader.
Yeah.
The national committeeman takes his orders. John is a hard worker. He moves around. He goes from any place anyone would ask him. He does everything.
And he's a good man, and I like it. But that's why I called you, because I wanted your evaluation. I don't want to lose Larry.
Yeah.
And I have not, very frankly, I have not a good picture of what Bailey has done.
Well, I would say one thing, Mr. President. The way John plunged in here a year or so ago, and the way he acted in Atlantic City, and the way he's acted ever since in my conversation, there was only one thing. All I'm for is to see Lyndon Johnson elected president, and I'll do anything, and I'll go any place, and I realize he's the president, and I'll do anything he wants done. I thought that was, you know, a pretty good extent of loyalty, and then he's carried that out. I've tested him on a few things, and he's all the way. So unless John were leaving, Mr. President, I think we'd actually start something that doesn't involve a hell of a lot. The chairmanship of the party, as you know, is one thing, but after all, you're the chairman of the party when the truth is known. You're the fellow that will arrange these things politically in the different states, or you'll arrange them in the Congress, or you'll arrange them in the Senate or any other place. Because everyone looks to the president.
Yeah.
And the chairman would just be carrying out your wishes and your desires and your thinking.
Yeah. Might be, we ought to talk to him then, see if he finds something that might make Larry happy. Larry worked under him and with him, and they're happy. And Larry hadn't told me that. Larry hadn't told me that he'd even be interested in this.
That's right.
But I don't want to lose him if I can help it, because he knows he's congressman. And
he's a good loyal man himself, Larry.
Yes, he is. I think he's one of the better ones.
I hope that you could work out something, and maybe you can. Maybe you can turn his arm a little bit and get him to stay and get him into something that would be in some kind of a position where he'd have, in addition to his contacts with the Congress and with the Senate, he would be in some kind of a position where he'd have something in his own right. I suppose that's what he's looking for.
How's Kerner doing?
Oh, fine.
What did he win by?
About $225,000.
What did we do in Cook County? How what did I carry it by?
You carried Cook County by around 800,000.
What did we carry it by in 60?
About 300.
What are you so damned pessimistic for all year?
Remember when I said in the car we do it by 7,000 or 8,000? Did you see 100,000? You see Douglas and Turner look at me? Well, we outdid that.
Well, you tell your wife to be a little better to you. I think you deserve better treatment than I'm sure we've been giving you.
Say hello to Mrs. Johnson.
I sure will. Tell your boys hello. And any troubles you got down here?
No. Well,
say, did you get the copy of this letter, this Libonati? Isn't he an Illinois man?
Yes, he is.
Did you know he had the best voting record of any congressman, as far as I was concerned?
He did.
98%.
Well, the fella you sent down there lived 99.
Well, that's wonderful. Did you bump Libonati off, or did he quit?
Well, he quit himself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he quit himself.
Well, I just looking at 10 the other day, and about 3 of them were yours from Illinois. I assume that I would imagine they're in Cook County, but you and my whole Illinois, as far as I'm concerned. But there's about 3 out of the 10 were your men. I better send you copies of the letters.
We want to know where the other 7 were.
Well, I'm going to send you a list of them, and so you can say a word to them someday about the president appreciating it.
I will.
Thank you.
Fine, Mr. President.
Give my love to your wife.
Same to Mr.
Anytime you want anything down here, call me.
Thank you very much.
Bye.